Good evening. My name is Brittany Clay. I am 16 years old, and today I am sitting here with Miss Woodard, my choir teacher. Today is the 1st of May, 2018, and we are at the Young Women's Leadership Academy in Fort Worth, Texas. Mm-hmm. Good evening, Miss Woodard. How are you doing today?
I am fine. How are you, Brittany?
I'm fine. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
That's good. All right, let's hop into it because I know you're a busy lady. All right. As a child, do you have any nicknames growing up?
My mom used to call me Mopsy.
Mopsy? Why?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I knew that would be the nickname. But she did. And then, too, a short form of my name, people mm-hmm. called me Roz. Now, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Roz, short for Roslyn.
Roslyn. That's beautiful.
So
name,
that makes, thank you. Mm-hmm. That makes more sense right there.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my life, for mm-hmm. my health, and my strength. As you know, earlier mm-hmm. this year, I did have a battle with cancer, breast cancer. And so I'm thankful every day that I wake up, I have a new opportunity to seize life.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
I want to be most remembered as a person that went around helping people,
yes, ma'am.
That changed lives, that touched people, that did things that made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that things that we see are fleeting and they don't really last forever, but when we help a person or when we touch a person's life, mm-hmm. that tends to stand forever.
Yes, ma'am. The same with me. Even with my mother, she would always tell me it's everything is becoming to be different, especially in the generation you're living in. So you need to be a beacon of light for what the truth is.
Right.
Is what
right.
she tells me.
Yeah,
so
right.
I would also want to be remembered as someone who would always, you know, help. If you need anything, mm-hmm. you could always come to Brittany, like, shirt off my back if you need anything.
Right.
Okay. What are your hopes and wishes either for me or any of your children or any the children of the future?
I wish that the children of the future, I hope that they are most prepared for life. That's part of the reason I'm a classroom teacher, preparing them for life
mm-hmm.
so that they can have a value, a quality of life and mm-hmm. be successful. Now, not only academically, but all the way around, I wish that they would be happy,
mm-hmm.
that they would have everything that they need, which is my definition of happiness, you know, and even beyond that, an abundance of things, and just really enjoy the part of the adult part of their lives.
Okay.
That's my wish.
All right. And is your life any different than what you thought it would be as a child?
In some ways it is. I started this is a Title I school,
mm-hmm.
and I would have been a child that would have been classed as Title I. We didn't have a lot,
mm-hmm.
but we were taught that if we were educated, we would be on better jobs and live better than what we did when we were children, and I must say I am living at a higher level than my parents were able mm-hmm. to provide for me. So, yes, my life is different. I never thought I would, as a child, I never thought that I would get to meet as many people as I have and impact as many lives as I have. As a child, I never knew that I would see 150, sometimes 200 kids a year different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been very rewarding to me.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Fort Worth,
really?
On a part of town called Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
There is a library on Berry Street, which is a prominent street here in Fort Worth, and mm-hmm. I grew up on the street that library is on the east side of town. It's called Grigg Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means I attended the Dunbar Pyramid and all mm-hmm. of that. Graduated, first graduating class from the High School of Engineering
wow.
Professions at Dunbar, and that was a first for Fort Worth Independent School District. At that time, there were only two programs, one for engineers and one for finance.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the one for engineers.
Okay. And could you tell me your most favorite memory of your parents, if anyone you could really remember?
My most favorite memory of my parents would be on Christmas Day when they really worked hard to make sure that Christmas was special. There were five of us,
mm-hmm.
by the way,
wow.
and two parents, so that's a family of seven.
Yes, ma'am.
And Mom did not work, Dad did.
Mm-hmm.
But they worked very hard to make sure that Christmas was special. There would be food galore, and we would have not just one gift, but several things. We would have gifts under the tree, as well as they would set out things in the living room so that when we woke up, all our toys would be out there. And I mean, it was just, it was like heaven.
That's
it really
beautiful.
Was.
Mm-hmm. I remember mm-hmm. when Christmas with my mother, she always, well, I'm adopted, but you know that. And mm-hmm. Christmas with my biological mother was always, she always made sure we had something, you know.
Okay.
I remember this one Christmas, she just had Barbie. She even bought me a little dollhouse. And I was wondering what so bad. She bought me a little toy Corvette, you know, the pink car.
Yes,
the Barbie, she bought me one of those.
Oh, you went high cotton.
Yeah,
then.
She did. She knew I loved the little Barbie. She bought me a lot of those. And she just made sure, like, there was cookies and all this type of stuff. Type thing. We wake up, you know.
Oh.
It was real great. It was real great. But, what was the dumbest thing you ever did in your life? Well, what do you think, like?
The dumbest thing that I ever did in my life, my sister wouldn't get off the piano.
Oh, God.
You know I'm a music
yes,
person.
Yes, ma'am.
She wouldn't move, and we had this broken BB gun.
Oh.
It no longer worked. Hear me well. Mm-hmm. It no longer worked, so there was no possibility of it firing.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and got it, and I pulled it out on her and told her, didn't I tell you? And I got in really big trouble.
Oh,
we know
yes. that. Oh, yes.
That was
bad.
The dumbest thing
was
I ever did.
Thing.
Yeah.
I said, get off of me.
Yeah. She just kept on playing, and I was waiting my turn.
Mm-hmm.
And she would not move, so I guess she moved after that.
She moved after
that. But I mean.
She, <would've> get... She moved after that.
Yeah.
Did you always want to be an, I'm sorry, did you always want to be a teacher when you grew up?
For the longest, thought that I was going to be a medical doctor.
Medical
and
doctor.
And that's the reason I went to that engineering school.
Mm-hmm.
That was the closest they had. They didn't have the medical program at the time.
Yeah.
But we did get to take physiology and anatomy and biology. And a lot of the books that I studied with when I got to college, I had already had those courses.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my passion for music overtook me. I had a friend that was a music major.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over in the music building with her one day just to visit, and from that point I was like, oh, this is what I need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I changed over to be a music teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it also aligned with my life, with me marrying a minister, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I was able to play for the church and
mm-hmm.
all this kind of thing, so it worked out.
That's great. And if you could
mm-hmm.
give me one word, what would you say, one word that could describe your childhood? It can be several. It doesn't have to be one.
I'll say blessed, because I grew up in a two-parent home.
Mm-hmm.
I did, and at a time when a lot didn't, and like I said, Mom was a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's unheard of now in a lot of cases. So
mm-hmm.
That's what I would say on that. Mm.
That's beautiful. And do you have any regrets in your life? Anything that you wish hadn't happened or
wouldn't
yes.
do? Yes, I do. I had the opportunity to travel, and I turned it down. In college, there was a director of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
He was a director of jazz studies, and he heard me practicing one time in the practice room. So he came and opened the door, and he was trying to get me to begin studying with them and
mm-hmm.
playing. And I was telling him, I'm a church musician. I don't know how to play jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was like, I'll teach you everything you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this man was over a group that traveled to Germany every year.
Wow.
I mean, they just did tours and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, had I said yes, I think that my life would have taken a whole different
yeah.
direction, because I would have been able to travel. I would have been exposed to
mm-hmm.
a different type of music that I hadn't been. So, that's one regret I have. But I was very young, didn't
mm-hmm.
know any better.
Right.
If I could do it again, I would follow him down the hall.
Like, wait.
Yeah, wait. That's right.
Okay, how would you describe, like, your husband, like, your kids, like, how are they?
How are they?
They're normal.
My husband is a preacher pastor, you know, so he's not pastoring right this minute, but he's a very loving guy, patient, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And even in his job now, people just walk up. He's the kind of personality that people just walk up to and start sharing problems.
Oh, yeah.
And they want direction. Ooh, what should I do, Mr. Woodard? That kind of thing. So that's the kind of guy he is. Now, my daughter, I have two.
Mm-hmm.
One has graduated college, and she has that heart side of me.
Mm-hmm.
She's into social work, and she works for the Y.
Famous
Not the Y, the, what's the name of the place? The on campus drive.
Campus
where people go and buy clothes. Goodwill.
Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. And she helps people find jobs,
mm-hmm.
gives them housing vouchers
really?
And bus vouchers.
Is that how old
to get them.
She
is 24 now.
Yeah.
24.
Same age as my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She just graduated last year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, last year. So that kind of thing. And also she plays for a church, so
that's
she's
beautiful.
Doing a lot. And my baby, it remains to be seen. She's a freshman
mm-hmm.
at North Crowley High School, and she's still undecided as to what her major will
oh,
be.
Yes.
She likes people. She's a socialite. People like her,
mm-hmm.
but it's just really too early to tell which direction her life will.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last question, what makes you the most happy, and what is your happiest memory?
My happiest memory?
And what makes you the most happy?
I guess when I learned how to swim.
Could you tell me about that?
Yes, about 3 years ago, as an adult, I went to the Y and learned
wow.
how to swim, and I'm proud of that. So every summer, I look forward to going swimming every day while we're off. Yeah, I just drive up there and get in the pool just because I can. Mm-hmm.
I know that's
because
right.
that's something I always wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, like riding a bike. I just,
mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, that makes me happy.
Okay, it makes you happy. And what's your happiest moment?
When I
oh,
learned.
When you
when I realized
and that
I was swimming.
And it makes you happy when you swim.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure I understand. Can
okay.
you repeat the question?
Like, okay, I asked you what makes you the most happy, right? And
okay, what gives me in,
most
motivation
right.
and joy is when I see my students perform at a high level.
Oh.
When they achieve, really and truly, because people are like, why weren't you? You're not you could have been an actor. You could have been a whatever.
Right.
But I enjoy putting that into others.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see them go out and win awards and do really well and get recognized, that,
mm-hmm.
that makes me happy.
Yes,
okay, I think that's a better answer.
Okay, Ms. Wooden, but I'm not going to hold any more of your time. So thank you for letting me hold the video. Oh, my goodness. This recording with you. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay. And what will you be doing with this recording?
I'm going to be giving it to my teacher for graphic design. She has us recording interviews. And this app, actually, the StoryCorps app, is all about memories. You know,
mm.
just having a place for people's memories. Because people, they interview their grandparents, they interview their
mm.
loved ones, that type of thing, just to get a
is it
feeling.
An audio recording?
Yeah, it's like a podcast type thing.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
All right.
Mm.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad I could be of assistance.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I got to see on this one.
You the fifth graders do not understand. The alternative assignment was to write a report, and see, they went down now for 1 hour and 45 minutes, and this is all they could come up with. Look at this, 1 hour and 45 minutes.
That's it?
Thank you.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm about to put on
yeah.
this thing. Look right here. This is supposed to be making up these big pictures on here. Now, this is